We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. The Duchess of Sussex has revealed how Prince Harry cradled her when she told him she was on the verge of suicide when she was 5 months pregnant with their baby son Archie. The bombshells rained down repeatedly during Oprah Winfrey's televised chat with the couple, which was filmed in the exclusive enclave of Montecito, California, where all three of them live. In further claims that have plunged the royal family into crisis, a candid Meghan Markle and emotional Prince Harry also claimed a senior royal figure asked how dark baby Archie's skin would be. Harry admitted his father has stopped taking his calls and described his relationship with his brother, Prince William, as space at the moment, adding, "Time heals all things, hopefully." If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. There are big-time plans by a coalition of major businesses, including Google, Sydney Fish Market and The Star, aimed at making Ultimo and Pyrmont Australia's answer to London's glitzy West End or New York's high-end meatpacking district. Business groups and the state government are determined Australia's first business improvement district can transform the area, considered underutilised and the poor cousin of Sydney CBD, into a thriving economic and tourist hub. Business lobby group the Western Harbour Alliance, whose membership includes Google, The Star, Sofitel Darling Harbour, and construction giants Mirvac and Lendlease, will operate a 3-year business improvement trial. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Veterans are unhappy with plans to restrict numbers who can march on Anzac Day to just 500 and say the New South Wales RSL is failing to step up and argue their cause. Some veterans have argued it's unfair to allow 5,000 people to parade past 33,000 at the Sydney Cricket Ground for the Mardi Gras on Saturday night, but only a handful of veterans can march for Anzac Day. The New South Wales RSL has argued the age of many veterans and a lack of ticketed seating to control numbers means the safest option is to hold a ballot to be one of 500 marches through the centre of Sydney. And in sport, Israel Folau has been given fresh hope of a return to the NRL after Queensland Rugby League Chair Bruce Hatcher indicated his organisation would consider registering a contract for the dual international. Hatcher said he would need to discuss the matter with his board, but indicated it could be looked at favourably after the QRL was approached by a senior NRL club official asking about its position. Folau is living in Brisbane and has support among senior players for a return to the game. Broncos captain Alex Glenn only last week said he would love to see Folau back at his former club. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.